Today's episode is dedicated to Tim Hortons, where asking for a sleeve at the drive-thru and never getting one starts to get personal. Tim Hortons.
If you're here because you just skipped over the last two postings, I'll get to you in a minute. However, if you listened to our last posts and are here once again, we need to have a little chat. Are you okay? Blink twice if someone is forcing you to listen to this podcast against your will. No? I see. Then let's get back to the intro for a moment. For those of you new joining in, I strongly urge you to listen to the promo for this podcast and pay close attention to the warning. It may just be enough to save yourselves from this horror. For those of you who wish to foolishly continue, welcome back to Open Mouth Insert Elevator. In today's episode, Momo flexes his ability to lob. What is that, you say? It's the ability to toss something out there and cause complete chaos while simultaneously making a run for it. This one is definitely going to be messy.
Hey everyone, it's Momo. I've been getting a lot of flack because of what happened in the last episode. I have received so many negative comments from people who don't think that the story deserved a yay. Look, sometimes my sarcasm can get out of hand. I get it. But really, that story was so innocent, and she even smiled and said, "Have a good day at the end. No harm, no foul." This next story, on the other hand, is a completely different matter. I am used to having to deal with the circumstances of my sarcastic wit and its backlash, even sometimes painfully. This is the first time, however, that I had seen it projected onto someone else. The price to pay here may be too much to endure. How will things turn out? Let's find out.
The story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Case 002, the case of Love is Blinds. It's an early Saturday afternoon. Momo leaves his unit to partake in his usual walking routine when he comes across an older couple standing by the elevator with some boxes. Momo proceeds with his usual greeting.
Hey there, good morning. Looks like you're doing some cleanup.
The couple advise that they were just assisting their daughter in moving into her new unit. Momo smiles and responds.
Well then, welcome to the building. Or should I say, welcome to your daughter.
Aww. Just then, the elevator arrives, and Momo cordially lets the couple enter the elevator first. Having now fooled the couple into thinking that Momo is a pleasant chap, they continue to converse with him. They proceed to unknowingly pose a question that would forever change their relationship.
Can I ask you a question?
No! God, please, no! No!
Do you have these types of blinds in your unit?
Momo responds.
Those ones? No. The ones I have are the vinyl roller type blinds.
Oh, I see. Yeah, these blinds are horrible, and I don't know who came up with these.
You mean those Venetian blinds? Then that would have been the Venetians.
Then it happens. For some unknown reason, the husband comments.
Right, that makes total sense. It would have been the Venetians.
The wife slowly turns her head to her husband with a scowl on her face and says,
I meant the manufacturer of these blinds. Not who came up with the design.
Me personally, I wouldn't take this level of disrespect.
At that very moment, the husband's face became as white as a ghost. And Momo couldn't wait for the elevator doors to open. As the doors opened, Momo briskly leaves the elevator and quips.
Alrighty. Well, you two have a great day.
As he sprints down the hall, he could hear, off in the distance,
"How stupid do you think I am?"
The moral of the story is that when Momo interacts with any couples, the husband should be prepared to be blinded by divorce papers.
Well, he's now gone from elevator deviant and graduated to professional homewrecker. It's clear that Momo has set no boundaries for himself. Not only was he able to put a wedge in a 35-year-long happy marriage, but manages to insult the Venetians in one fell swoop. I would love to believe he feels some level of guilt over what he has done, but that's about as realistic as the Cleveland Browns winning the Super Bowl. Well, let's see if Filbert can convince him of the error of his ways, and Moose, realizing that brown nosing is no longer in fashion, and stands up to him. What's that? Is that the sound of hell freezing over?
This segment is dedicated to the TTC, where it says that the train will be arriving in 2 minutes, but 5 minutes have already passed. Looking to travel through a portal in time? Take the TTC.
Welcome to the Open Mouth Insert Elevator After Show, where we unpack what just happened to make sense of what we just heard using our panel of me, myself, and I. This should be interesting. Can Momo defend bringing strife into a relationship? Will Filbert have had enough and fit Momo for some concrete shoes? Let's find out.
You suck to a new low, dude.
What? You're blaming me for this?
Am I talking to a wall? Yes, you. You took a very joyous occasion where a mom and dad are helping their daughter move into her first place. Now the daughter is on her own. She comes from a broken home.
I think that's a little overboard. It was an innocent joke. It's not Momo's fault that the husband decided to be a smartass. He got himself into trouble.
First off, take your lips off of Momo's butt. And secondly, what the hell happened to your voice?
Well, we got some comments that I sound somewhat robotic and anal retentive. So we changed it up to be more friendly and inviting.
Well, anal retentive you got right. But I'm not sure what you have now is a step up.
Will you two knock it off and get back on topic? As Moose said, it's not my fault the husband decided to take my joke a step further. In fact, when I finished saying Venetians, she chuckled and smiled. So I vote yay!
Again, if you would just shut your snarky butt in the first place, they would still be together. You instigated the problem, all so you can get a laugh. I vote nay.
I'm voting yay, for obvious reasons that I stated previously. Humor is the spice of life until it sours, and the husband made it sour. Case closed.
Keep this up, and you two are going to have wanted posters all over the place. All right, Ed, back to you.
Well, there you have it. A solid 2-1 in favor of the yays. Anyone surprised that Moose voted along with Momo? I thought not. Will third time be the charm? Who knows? See you next time. I wonder if I should reach out to that guy and give him my lawyer's number.
You know, Momo reminds me of school in the summertime. No class. I'm going to commission a study to compare the divorce rates across North America to where Momo has visited. I have to believe there is some level of correlation. I beseech you to write in and tell him to stop, or else no elevator will be safe. Please write in to comments@themomoshow.com. Well, there's nothing more to be said. If I haven't swayed you to stay away, I only have one question. Why do you hate freedom and democracy? See you next time on Open Mouth Insert Elevator.
This is a Fritz and Moritz AO Global Broadcast.